You know, John Wesley said in his sermon back in 1778, cleanliness is indeed next to godliness.
Hello, and welcome to the show, Colourful Conversations with Clergyman Pete and Businessman Mark. Well, this week we debate, germs are not a real thing. Well, remarkably, Fox News host Pete Hegseth has said on air that he has not washed his hands for 10 years because germs are not a real thing. Well, remarkably, speaking on Fox and Friends, Hegseth said the infectious microorganisms did not exist because they could not be seen with the naked eye. Well, remarkably, this has got many people's attention. Yes, it's true that perhaps we can't see them, but we know that cleanliness is next to godliness. Yes, in fact, many people have said, actually, even though it might be a flippant comment, he's actually setting the wrong precedent. People need to wash themselves more and need to be clean. Well, the reason being is, according to a scientific study published by the US National Center for Biotechnology Information, just 1 gram of human feces, about the weight of a paperclip, can contain 1 trillion germs.
Ew.
Remarkable. So should we be actually washing our hands? Should we be washing ourselves more? In fact, if we didn't, actually, maybe we should fight against the germs. Well, here's a little poem just to sort of highlight the thought for those who are a little bit cleaner in thought. Hygiene, hijinks. Jinxy the germ would often squirm up noses and even someone's bladder. The unwashed were adventures from foul mouths to dentures, as the sordid did get much sadder. Jinxy was grimy, yet all too often slimy, though everything he did was urgent, until he fell into a latrine that was kept very clean and was washed away with detergent. So, Clergyman Pete,
yes.
Now I know that Mr. Hegseth has really poked a little bit of fun at the cleanliness next to godliness, but maybe he has a point. How many times do you wash your hands after a sermon?
Yes, I wash my hands of the whole thing, I tell you. No, it's interesting. I do make an effort to wash my hands. Yes, after doing obvious things like going to the toilet and that sort of thing, but also before certain activities. For example, in a traditional church Holy Communion service, the vicar, that is me, tends to handle the bread that people are going to eat.
Yeah.
And so before I do that, I sanitize my hands with some antibacterial hand wash. Now, there's a double reason for doing this, isn't there? Just before that, we've had what's known as exchanging the peace, where you go around and shake hands with everyone there. So,
Right. So
therefore, I've got the germs off everyone. Do I really want to then distribute them to everyone? Well, I don't know how much it is necessary, but it is a guideline that's been handed down from the National Church of England chappies. So I make every effort, but I do see the point that's being made by Pete Hegseth. Isn't the first comment in this little exchange, which was, it was just a few seconds, certainly less than a minute, on Fox and Friends, was it?
Yes,
which is, you know, it's a political show, but it has a bit of banter on it, and he said, one of the things he said was, I inoculate myself. Now, there is some truth in that. He could inoculate himself. He then went on to say that germs didn't exist because he didn't see them. You know, obviously he's straying into the realms of fantasy, you know, hyperbole in order to make a joke. I think that's pretty obvious. But he's inoculating himself by taking in a little bit of whatever germs are around. That's reasonable, isn't it? That's a reasonable point.
It is a reasonable point, and I do understand that actually, ironically, many scientists say, particularly when you're growing up, that being exposed to germs and bacteria is actually probably a good thing, because you're building up your immune system. But Probably, I don't think he's referring necessarily to children as such, but he's obviously having a poke and a bit of banter, as you say, with his colleagues. But he did make a comment that we sort of live in a society where people walk around with bottles of Purell and hand sanitizers in their pockets, and they sanitize 19,000 times a day as if that's going to save their life. Yes, another startling revelation. Now, it's true that he might take care of himself, but actually there is a serious side to this, because the US-based Centers for Disease and Control and Prevention says regular hand washing is one of the best ways to remove germs, avoid getting sick, and prevent the spread of germs to others. Now, it is fair to say, with people coughing, spitting, and sneezing, you don't really want to be passing all that mess on to others, do you? I mean, you just don't know where somebody's finger's been if you're shaking someone's hand and you're passing your germs on to someone. So isn't it a point of respect as well, that surely you have a responsibility as an adult? I mean, I know you mentioned when you do your rituals, you wouldn't do anything other than to make sure that hygiene.
Yes, it's important. It's not a ritualistic washing that I do, although I know in some traditions and some religions there's a ritualistic washing, and sometimes people in communion do that as well. They pour water over their hands before serving it, sort of as a visual aid to, you know, the cleansing effect of trusting in God. But here what I'm doing is something very practical, just from trying to wash off any germs that have got onto me or any detritus from other people's hands that might get stuck to me and then go into someone's mouth as they're chomping on a wafer. I mean, I do make that effort. And I think that not washing your hands is a problem. But we could extend this, couldn't we, and say, well, what about washing generally? What about washing your whole body? You could say, well, I must wash my hands to make sure I'm not passing things on to people.
No.
But does that mean that you need to wash your whole body, several times a day, once a day? Is that absolutely necessary?
Well, I agree. Now, I know that here we are, both of us, at least 200 years old. Mm-hmm. And if we cast our minds back when we were children, actually, rituals were very different, because in actual fact, we didn't used to shower every day.
No?
We used to have a bath once a week. Yes, folks, it wasn't just us. We were in a society where actually it was quite common to have, you know, the old Sunday bath out there, and the black ring would suddenly appear around the, you know, the bath, and that was quite common. Whereas today,
in fact, when I was young, I used to have a tin bath that was brought down, you know, filled up downstairs, and you would fill it up there. So you just had a small, just enough money, because it was making the water hot was the thing that costs money. Obviously, you didn't want to waste water as well, but it was the heating that made it expensive. And so once a week was deemed enough. But my question with people seemingly having lots of allergies, with people, catching diseases at still a great rate. Is it, in fact, have we made a mistake in being over clean? Should we, in fact, go back to this old method, just washing your hands when you're taking a dump or whatever? But other than that, cut it out.
Well,
just once a week, that's enough.
Possibly.
I would say don't cut it out altogether. Once a week, have a wash, an all-over wash, whether it's a bath or... I mean, of course, you all know, Mark, as you're as old as me, you know our combined age is over a century. you will know that perhaps the idea of the all-over wash.
Oh, yes.
Because you say you can't afford a bath is too very expensive. So what you do is you just wet a flannel and put it all over all the important regions, make sure they have a good wash. And maybe we just go back to that, you know, and then have a bath once a week.
True, very true. Well, it's possible. But now I'm going to refer to a few famous people who have actually referenced about washing. And some of it is part to do with vanity. Now, I'm going to talk about a well-known pop star, which is called Gary Barlow. You know, he was and still is a writer and a performer in Take That. And he openly admitted last year that he hadn't washed his hair for 10 years. And part of the reason was because he felt that he didn't want to lose his hair, as in he didn't want to appear to look older. He realized, of course, this was ridiculous, and he has changed his habits. But nevertheless, that does open up some sort of strange thoughts about what has been living in his head for the last 10 years. However, it can go to the extreme. I think there's a balance, isn't there? I certainly know that you've got children, and I'm sure that you wouldn't have a worry with your children crawling around on the floor, whereas, and maybe outside, because it is part and parcel of learning growing up. But some other people that we know and love also have a sort of a bit of a phobia in this area. And I'm going to refer to somebody that we all know and love. Yes, Donald Trump. Now, yep. In his 1997 book, The Art of the Comeback, he actually mentioned that one of the curses of American society is the simple act of shaking hands. And the more successful and famous one becomes, the worse this terrible custom seems to get. And this is him speaking. I happen to be a clean hands freak. Yes. I feel much better after thoroughly washing my hands, which I do as much as possible. Yes. So, yes, that's Donald Trump. You know, let's face it. You know, this is the man who back in 1997 was a wealthy businessman, but now has gone on to become the president of the United States.
Yeah, shaking even more hands. Yes. Now, it's interesting. The phrase that I hinted at, and I thought you were going to end up saying, of washing my hands of something, goes back to Pontius Pilate, who was the Roman procurator at the time of Jesus Christ, at the time of his trial, for which, you know, after which he was condemned to death. Now, after this public hearing in which people came and spoke to Pontius Pilate and asked him to intervene, he refused to make a decision. And he took out a bowl and washed his hands in front of everyone. So he was washing his hands of the whole thing, saying he had no responsibility. And there is that idea of somehow washing your hands of something removes the effects of whatever it is. You know, it's a way of feeling cleansed as well, feeling that you're moving. So I can see with Donald Trump and others that it's not simply a practical consideration. There's actually a psychological consideration, that... that you feel clean if you wash your hands. So, personally, I'd find it difficult to stop washing my hands, even if I thought it was something that was beneficial, because it's just a habit, you know. And it feels good to wash your hands. In fact, I have a shower each morning after having either gone for a run or taken the dog for a walk, done a bit of exercise. Anyway, I then will have a shower, or a bath. So. Yeah. I'm in the habit of doing it now, and it wouldn't feel the same. No. There's something about if you don't have a bath or shower in the morning, which happens occasionally when I'm rushed or something happens to the dog, and so I'm delayed, or whatever it might be. If I don't, then I don't feel quite right for the rest of the day. I mean, no one sniffs and says, "What is that smell?" What are you? That's never happened. No. So I think also that this idea of showering and washing hands is part of our culture. Hence the Twitter storm that happened when this Pete Hegseth suggested that he didn't wash his hands. It's interesting, isn't it? There's such a strong reaction. But with that reaction, are we actually saying that culture and the Twitterverse are behind Donald Trump's position? That's almost never true.
I want to refer to something. This is listeners, something that which I'm going to cast your minds back to the late 70s and early 1980s. More advertising seemed to pour out of the commercial world that we see today, and it's grown and grown. And in fact, many people seem to feel that we're pressured to perfume ourselves and to make ourselves a cleanly society. Now, when Clergyman Pete and I were at school, we both went to the same school, we had a guest speaker often every week to come and talk about a particular subject. But one rather odd particular gentleman turned up and was rather sort of peeved at the fact that he felt that he was pressured to wash himself every day, and he decided to go on an experiment, which we at the time were all cringing and wriggling in our seats.
Yes.
Because the idea was he was going to go away into some dark Amazon forest and just not wash for over a year. He was going to sort of effectively wipe himself down. Now, the whole idea was to say that actually you don't have to wash every day. You don't have to spend hundreds or even thousands of pounds every year perfuming yourself and washing yourself with all these unnatural chemicals. And maybe there was a point in that, because let's be honest, I mean, you know, man has been around for thousands of years. Why is it that suddenly we have to wash ourselves so frequently? Maybe we do overdo it. I certainly think that we're pressured to perfume ourselves and make ourselves smelling like roses and some violets or something like that. I don't know why you do that, though, Clergyman Pete. But I was going to say, is it that actually it's because society has pressured us to think this way? Or is it that we actually feel, though, it's necessary? Because I think there are two different things here, aren't there? I mean, there's a pressure of society. I mean, you could get sweaty just simply sitting at your desk. And,
I think it's two things. One is this is my take on it. It is the pressure of society. That's come from scientific findings that washing your hands can be very beneficial.
Yes.
Particularly for things like people like surgeons, etc.
Yes.
But of course,
and chefs, if they're dealing with food.
Yeah, chefs, when they're dealing with food. When it's something that's going to be going internally, yes, that's important. But I think what's happened is that this has gone too far. And the scientific studies now show that exposure to germs, as we were alluding to earlier, particularly amongst children, helps you to build up immunity and so is actually beneficial. And if you don't take in the good bacteria, beneficial bacteria into your body, because you're washing everything too thoroughly, including yourself, then actually you're not as healthy as you could be. So we have an unhealthy obsession with cleanliness, is what I would say.
Yeah.
But the answer to this is not to go completely the other way. I don't think. I mean, I think it's to go back to a healthy middle ground where you wash your hands, especially when you've done something that gets them dirty or you're about to do something where it's necessary to be clean. But other than that, you just have a bath once a week, as I was saying earlier. I think that sounds reasonable. However, I have to say, having given that advice, I'm not going to do it because it feels better to have a shower.
Well, listeners, as you very well know, Pete Hegsworth has got what he wanted. He's got everybody talking. And in fact, on Twitter, as Clergyman Pete has mentioned, it has fueled a lot of debate. Some people say, well, I'm with you, Pete, you know, about the hand washing. I'm almost 70 and I haven't had a cold or a flu for years. Our bodies need some germs to learn how to fight them. Too many germaphobes out there. And yet one wit has quite rightly pointed out, well, I wonder if Pete Hegsworth would be so cool with restaurant workers preparing his food after deliberately not washing their hands. Well, Mr. Hegsworth, we would love you to join our show and give us your viewpoint on what other people are saying. Well, listeners, why not log on to markandpete.com and let us know your thoughts? Well, if you've got some soiled thoughts or clean thoughts,
yes,
we'd be happy to read them out on the next show. So join us again next time for Colourful Conversations with Clergyman Pete and Businessman Mark.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.